Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure swirl.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train. But build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today, we are going to talk about getting ready for the first day of school. How many of you are starting school for the first time? Or going back to school after a fun summer break? If so, you might be thinking about meeting your new teacher. Or what friends will be in your classroom from last year. Or maybe you moved over the summer and will not know anyone at your new school. Whatever the case is, I think that most kids have the night before jitters and are a bit nervous. It's perfectly normal. Let's begin with a story about a furry little monster named Mimi. It's her first day of school, and she learns a lot from her teacher, Mr. Fuzzo. Mimi's first day at school. It's your first day of school, says Mama. Yodi-lehi-hoo, do I like school? Mimi Monster yodels. I think you will, says Mama. Welcome to school. I am your teacher, Mr. Fuzzo, says the tall, fuzzy teacher. Not here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Yodi-lehi-hoo. But I love to skip and run, says Mimi. Mr. Fuzzo shows Mimi the gym, where she can skip and run and skip. Here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Not here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Yodi-lehi-hoo. But I love to yodel and sing. Mr. Fuzzo shows Mimi the music room, where she can yodel and sing and yodel. Here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Not here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Yodi-lehi-hoo. But I love to play and explore. Mr. Fuzzo shows Mimi the classroom, where she can play and explore. And explore and play. Here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Not here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Yodi-lehi-hoo. But I love to draw and paint, says Mimi. Mr. Fuzzo shows Mimi the art area where she can draw and paint. And paint and draw. Here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Not here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Yodi-lehi-hoo. But I love to wash and clean. Mr. Fuzzo shows Mimi the sink and paper towels where she can wash and clean. And clean and wash. Here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Not here, says Mr. Fuzzo. Yodi-lehi-hoo. But I love to crunch and munch. Mr. Fuzzo shows Mimi the lunchroom, where she can crunch and munch and crunch. "Here," says Mr. Fuzzo. Mimi played and worked and played until it was time to go home. "I like school," said Mimi. "I knew you would," said Mama. Mimi had a great day, and she learned where she can skip and run, draw and paint, wash and clean, and yodel and sing. I think now is a great time to sing some songs just like Mimi. Do you have show and tell at your school? When I taught first grade, my students loved show and tell. It was a great time to bring in a favorite toy or share pictures from summer vacation or have a parent bring in the family pet. That was my favorite show and tell because I love animals and so did my students. In our next story, let's find out what happens when a little boy brings in his pet snake. A new friend for me. There's a new kid in my class. He's really cool. He wears sunglasses and has four names. On Monday, we went on a nature walk. Everybody found leaves and acorns, except the new kid. He found a giant mastodon bone. On Tuesday, we played in the sandbox. Everybody made mountains and dug tunnels, except the new kid. He built a giant castle with six tall towers. On Wednesday, we blew bubbles. Everybody made lots and lots of little bubbles, except the new kid. He made one giant big bubble and stepped right inside. On Thursday, we drew pictures on the sidewalk. Everybody drew funny faces, except the new kid. He drew a purple and green stegosaurus as big as the whole playground. On Friday, it was show and tell. I had my pet snake. It was in a box, but it got out. Everybody screamed, except the new kid. He thought my snake was great. Now, the new kid's my new friend. It's fun to make new friends at school. Being friends means that you treat each other with kindness, are encouraging, and helpful. It means that you listen, take turns, and appreciate each other's differences. My best friend is Susie Q. We have been friends for many years. We are a lot alike in some ways, and in other ways, we are very different. That's what makes it so much fun to be together. Let's sing a few songs about friends.
Play.
Today was a great day. We listened to a few stories about starting school. We sang songs and talked about making new friends and what it means to be a good friend. So, until next time, go play with a friend and tell them why you like being friends with them. And ask your teacher if you could bring in something special for the next show and tell at school. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.